Welcome to Abiding in Christ. Acts 17:28 says, "In Christ we live and move and have our being." This program is designed to instill in you that all your needs are met when you put Jesus Christ first in your life. Listen now to the Holy Spirit as a Bible teacher and host, Leisha Cantrell, reveals the Word of God.
A strong spirit can overcome all trials and circumstances. Jesus, as our kinsman redeemer, has gone through the same kind of trials that we go through so that he understands and can help us and give us mercy and grace. He knows it by experience, so he can be empathetic in a way that we can connect with him. In Hebrews, it says that the Son in magnificent terms of deity, eternity, and righteousness, a Lord occupying an everlasting throne, the unchanging, unchangeable, ultimate victory over all his enemies, all of the satanic activity that has come against us. He makes us victorious over that by our unity with him. We needed to be reunited with the Holy Spirit in order to achieve sinlessness. Having thus completed the first of three major doctrinal themes in the epistle, the Son Messiah, our author, whether it be Paul or someone else, our author now addresses in far greater length the well-known theme of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. This theme has two doctrinal sections, the person of the high priest and the ministry of the high priest. In his sinless perfection, he showed his compassion. Without his perfection, we could not have a Savior. The one who would be our sacrifice on the cross could not have one blemish or sin in his life. This is what makes Jesus significantly different from anybody else, is no matter how good and perfect anyone may seem, that is their coming through in sanctification, whereas with Jesus, he didn't need to become sanctified. He took the curse so that he can translate us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom where we can be sanctified. And he is the one that understands, and his taking, going to the cross and all that he did is for our benefit. He is our salvation. He had to bring back all the obedience in order for us to be able to go to the throne of grace. He made that possible, for he had made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is the reason that Jesus came to earth, was for us. 1 John 3:5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus was perfect in all his ways. 1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. The only perfect man ever to walk this earth was willing to give his life for us. The only perfect human being gave his life for us. So everything that Jesus did in being baptized was to fulfill the law and the prophets on our behalf. We couldn't do it. So that's in the Old Testament sacrifices. We're looking forward to the sacrifice and atonement of Christ, and we are looking back to it. But it all comes to the throne of grace, where God sees us as redeemed, and what we say and do in Jesus' name means we're coming on the premise of our salvation through our kinsman redeemer. The only perfect man ever to walk the earth was willing to give his life for us, and took the curse on himself, extinguished that in Satan's power over us. The Creator dying for his creation that we might be cleansed and they would make us part of the family of God. We can not only come to the throne of God, but we can come boldly. We do not need to come into God's presence fearfully, but we can come boldly. People need to be more focused on the urgency of knowing God and walking in His grace. The first chapter in Hebrews has a warning that comes at the end of the first sentence, lest we drift away. The Greek verb used here has several pictorial allegorical implications. One, slipping away is like evaporation, give insufficient heed with one's mind to the gospel and it will simply vanish into the air. The process is not dramatic nor sudden, rather it is insidious and quiet. The shock comes when one returns to use the faith in the time of need and finds it has evaporated with neglect. Even the trials of life, even the busyness of life, weakens us in the sense that our faith isn't as strong. So it's very important that even in a busy life and things that have to be done, that we ask God to then help us to be able to make that time. Another warning meaning of leaking is not the implication so much one of neglect as of a faulty container. Truth leaks out of a mind that has a lack of discipline or unclear because of insufficient mental activity toward understanding. Good ideas fail to mature and so leak out and are lost forever. The third meaning used in the New King James text is far more pictorial. The word describes the fate of a boat that has slipped its moorings during the night and has disappeared. The owner comes to the dock, fully expecting his boat to be ready for use, and finds nothing. The post or cleat to which it was tied is still there. The area is deserted and quiet. As far as the eye can see, there is absolutely no evidence of the boat or what became of it. It simply drifted away. And Hebrews warns us not to allow this to happen. We have to stir up that gift that is in us, as it says in Paul's to Timothy, and we have to have our time of prayer where Holy Spirit can empower us. It's simply drifted away in a flowing tide because its mooring lines had been carelessly tied. So it does matter how we respond to God. Just spending time to spend time, look down at your watch, I've been here 10 minutes, maybe five more. If you know, it has to be where you're impacted. You get into the Word and you really bring yourself before God and ask Him to teach you His ways if you don't have something pressing on your heart that you're coming for. Hebrews gives an antidote for such drifting or slipping away, consists of earnest heed, intense concentration, thoughtful clarification. By such means, the roots of an idea go deep into our consciousness and consciences, our conscience. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we must give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the spoken word through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Too often we are tempted by our impatience to tie the quick and easy knots that we may hurry on impulsively to something else. As the restless tides nudge and urge out our craft against its moorings, its ties loosen and it slips away. Later, in the midst of critical need, we seek out the best of our faith but find it's gone and greatly dwindled. Only a lonely desolation haunts us as we gaze with some searching eyes for some sign of spiritual assistance. We paid the cheap price of carelessness. We were in a hurry. We had other things to do. Now we have nothing. But God always gives us that opportunity to to get back into the Word. You know, reading Scripture, even if you don't intentionally, if you haven't really, you know, allowed things to leak out, just the impact of things can mean that you need to have a more surge of grace. And so we come to that place where yesterday, you know, we got into it and we just really took hold and we're really blessed. And so we need to read it again today, because today has new experiences. Jesus always comes to us and knows us in our darkest ways and leads us beyond them. As well, God is our provider. It was sin and alienation from Him that caused our lack of resources and the grace needed in our lives. He never intended for us to handle life without Him. God wants to bless us, to give us what we need, but we are too presumptuous. We are too accustomed to a world where everyone is trying in their own strength, presuming that no one will care about the situation. They don't like to feel helpless, so they spin their wheels trying to make things happen. This can lead to disaster and in some cases sin. And very often when people are anxious or things seem difficult, they turn to a drug, go to a doctor, get a prescription, something to calm you down, get you through this, and pretty soon you're addicted. Or, you know, have a glass of wine or eat ice cream, you know, whatever is a comfort at the moment for the senses. And this brings you down a wrong path. If your faith can dwindle down and fade out because of carelessness, it also, if you don't have come to God and seek Him and the time of need and turn to something else, that's double the problem and even more. When we begin to pray and seek His face, we will know peace both in our thoughts and emotions, as well as in our spirits, as we seek Almighty God. He wants to bless us, and He will bless us through prayer. Prayer is a shield that protects us from anxiety and worries when we remember that He has full control. Even His presence conveys that, even without those words manifesting within our mind. Even in His presence, and the more we pray, cast our cares on Him, have scriptures, it provides grace that we need. What a declaration of the importance of prayer. James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. If there is anything we need to do as Christians, it is to learn how to pray and to be diligent. The believer who can pray can do anything. Prayer can do anything that God can do, and God can do anything. Our desperate need in these days is to link our lives with His omnipotence, His all-knowing and His all-powerfulness, who has called upon us and told us to pray. Grace and peace to you. Many people like to get a fast response for prayer requests, so I'm giving you my post office box number so that you can send a letter and make a prayer request or send a donation that way. Write to Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, P.O. Box 460512, Denver, Colorado 80246. You may also listen to the programs again and download them, as well as find contact information on 670KLTT.com on the weekday program guide. Click on Abiding in Christ Ministries, Leisha Cantrell, and you'll be right there at my website. Thank you for joining me weekly here at Abiding in Christ Ministries for Kingdom, Covenant, and Mediator.